Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord, as we come into Thy presence as New Jerusalem Church. We pray, Heavenly Father, that Your power will be manifested, that You will speak from between the two cherubims. You said You will shake the heavens and the universe. We pray that by Your word, the heavens and the universe will be shaken, Father, by the same word which You created, Lord. And let all the universe stand before Thee and give Thee glory, that from the rising of the sun even down to the going down thereof, Your name will be great among the Gentiles. And Father, we come against all the powers of darkness in this earth and the universe, in USA and rest of the world, and we bind the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy name be exalted, and give us this day our daily bread, and speak to us, Father, because You said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of Thy mouth. For in Jesus Christ's name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. Amen. The last week, amen. Praise God. The last few weeks, we've been speaking about the word, I am God, I change not. The next topic was, don't let the devil steal your joy. The next one was, focus on God. And the next one that we are going to focus on today is how God voids, that is V-O-I-D-S, God voids the evil and turns it to good for His children. The last week I was extremely disturbed to see what is happening in the political realm in the U.S., what is happening in the spiritual realm, how the forces of darkness are trying to take over the U.S. and the rest of the world. How the New World Order is trying to come in before the time appointed which the Lord has purposed in His divine counsel. How the world wants to get rid of the Christians, the true Christians, the children of God Almighty. And as I was disturbed, God was speaking to me. And He said, this evil that you're disturbed about started in the Garden of Eden. And because of that, Cain, who was an evil brother, slew his brother Abel. Joseph's brothers threw him into a pit, intending to slay him. The people at Philippi threw Paul and Silas into the jail, hoping that they could kill him. Herod and his cruel men threw Peter the apostle into the jail, hoping to execute him the next morning. And so the Lord started speaking to me, saying, this evil that you're disturbed about has been happening since the foundation of the world. In spite of all these things, My will prevail, because My children, the church of the living God, is here. And upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And He talked to me about the book of Jeremiah. They shall fight against you, but shall not prevail against you, because I am with you to deliver you. And that is a promise to the church of the living God. The devil will fight, the armies of Lucifer will fight, but fire will come down from heaven and consume them. There are powers of darkness that are trying to take over the U.S. There are powers of darkness that are trying to take over this world. No, my dear children of God, there is no religion that will rule this world. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He does not belong to any religion. He is God Almighty, and He will rule over the world and the universe, because He is God Almighty. He created it by His word, and He is worthy of reign and honor and riches and blessing.
Amen.
The enemies can fight, the enemies can try to do whatever they want, but God's will ultimately prevail. because he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy." The thief is not coming for a good thing. He is coming for a bad thing. So don't get deceived by the devil, the enemy. Some people have a satanic church thinking that the devil means good. No, the devil means torture, pain. If you're part of the satanic church, if you're worshiping the devil, if you're worshiping that false Gabriel that told the man in the Middle East that Jesus is not the Son of God, all you're doing is giving heed to the devil who wants to torture your soul and inflict pain and agony and suffering on you in the lake of fire for all eternity. The thief comes to steal. He wants to steal your soul. The thief wants to kill your body. And the thief wants to destroy your body and soul and spirit. The name of the thief is Lucifer, Satan, or devil, or the Antichrist. That is John chapter 10, verse 10. But Jesus said, "I am different. I am sent by your heavenly Father. I did not come to destroy. I came to give life. I did not come to condemn you. I came to resurrect you and empower you and inspire you and give you life, abundant life, marvelous life that you never knew about, that one day you can walk with me hand in hand in the streets of gold and worship my heavenly Father along with the saints of old. That you may have it abundant life. And that abundant life, you don't have to wait till you die, because there is no such thing as death for a Christian. If it is the Lord's will, we may sleep in Christ, but we don't die, because Jesus Christ overcame death on the cross of Calvary, and we transition from one plane to a spiritual plane. But Jesus Christ gives abundant life right now, through His Word, through His power, through His precious blood, through His Holy Spirit, through the Church of the Living God. And He gives abundant life. Everything that God gives us, He gives it abundantly, beyond measure. The gifts of God cannot be measured. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. So the thief does not come to steal. The thief comes to steal. Absolutely, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. This is once again James' version. So it says, "The thief, the devil, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." That is his aim. But Jesus comes to give us life, an abundant life. Amen.
Amen.
So how does it fit into the topic of today's sermon? God turns evil to good for His children. Let us go back to the book of Genesis and read from Genesis to Revelation, and we will understand that. Joseph was thrown into a pit and his brothers wanted to kill him. But God had a different plan, because He told Joseph that one day his brothers will fall down before him and bow head before him and worship him. There is a verse in the book of Revelation where Jesus says, "Those people that say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan, they will fall before you and worship you and know that you belong to me." One day there were a lot of people that were against me and fighting against me, and I prayed to the Lord for them. And the Lord gave me a vision, And in that vision, I saw Jesus standing next to me and all the people falling down and worshiping Jesus. And Jesus said, these are the people that you were worried about and concerned about. The world has planned against the children of God will not come to pass. Joseph was pretty much murdered. It was an act of murder because he was a true believer, a true Christian. But what happened to Joseph? The devil could not take his life. And one day, Joseph, even though he was thrown in jail, was raised to the right hand of Pharaoh. Joseph became an emperor of the ancient world. They tried to kill Daniel, but he was raised to the right hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Persia. They tried to kill David, and he was running from place to place like a flea. But one day, when God's time came, David became the emperor of the ancient world and the king of Israel. And God started speaking to me and saying, they crucified my son Jesus Christ too. He was in the world and the world was made by him, Jesus. And the world knew him not. He came to his own, the Jews, and the Jews received him not. But unto those that received him, Jesus gave them power and authority to become the sons of God, which is us, even to those who believe on his name. What happened? Crucifying Jesus didn't kill Jesus. Jesus rose again from the dead on the third day, and you have a million Jesuses going around. Jesus multiplied because his church was established on the day of Pentecost. And now they had to deal with Peter, they had to deal with Paul, and now they have to deal with us, the children of Almighty God, unto whom belongs the kingdom, the power, and the authority. We might look feeble, we might look small, but we have a God who is big, and therefore before us the people who look really big by their own might will become like an ant. That's what happened when David encountered Goliath. Goliath was evil, but God turned the void at the evil and turned it to good. God used Goliath's height and stature and power and might and wisdom and strength to show how big God is compared to Goliath. When David looked at Goliath, he became very small because even though David was looking at Goliath, he was really looking at God. The more David looked at God, Goliath became smaller and smaller. The more Saul looked at Goliath, Goliath became bigger and bigger. That's why when we have a problem in our life, we should not look at the problem. We should not look at the mountain. We should look at Jesus. That's what happened to Peter. He was walking on the water to go to Jesus, but he took his eyes off Jesus and looked at the wind and the wave that were roaring. And the waves and the wind became bigger than Jesus. And he got afraid and he fell. And David, with one small stone, amen, slew Goliath, who had a mighty sword that was as big as a beam that you see in the attic of a house. And he came down, crashing to the ground. And all the army of the Philistines became meat and ran before Israel. God turned evil Goliath into salvation for his children. And by it the whole world knew that Jesus Christ was the living God. Joseph says this when one day his brothers who wanted to kill him and torture him and murder him showed up before Joseph, who was now the emperor of the ancient world. They wanted to kill Joseph, his brothers wanted to kill Joseph, but God wanted Joseph to become an emperor of the ancient world. to save the lives of this entire planet. And as his brothers knelt before Joseph in fear, because now Joseph was an emperor. Genesis 50, verse 20. Joseph forgave his brothers and he told them, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." Brothers, Joseph told to his brothers, "Brothers, you tried to kill me, but God used your bad attitude to give me life, to make me an emperor, so that I can save the lives of people." And so God used Joseph to save his brothers and the rest of the world, to save the life of this entire planet. So God turned evil into good. They tried to kill, take away the life of Joseph, and Joseph saved the life of the entire planet. In Esther chapter 9, verse 1, we read that Haman, the wicked enemy of the children of God, on a certain day tried to kill and wipe out all the Jews because they worshiped the true and living God. But the day came when all the enemies of the Jews wanted to wipe them out. And on that day, the enemies of the Jews almost got wiped out. You know, Newton has a law, scientist Isaac Newton has a law saying, to every action you have an equal and opposite reaction. So when you come against the children of God, what you're actually doing is, you're pointing a gun to your own head. So in Esther 9 verse 1, when the enemies of the Jews decided to wipe out the Jews, what happened? The Jews overpowered them and the enemies of the Jews almost got wiped out. That's what happened in the war against Israel. There's been many times that the enemies of Israel have tried to wipe them out. But every time, even though Israel is like a speck, a spot, a little pin on the world's map, and the enemies are almost the entire world is not going to be able to wipe out Israel because Jesus fights for Israel. The entire United Nations, except a few countries like the US, are against Israel. But why is the United Nations not able to wipe out Israel? Because God is with Israel. Genesis 50, 20, John 10, 10, and Esther 9, 1. In the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had ruled over them that hated them. The exact day that the enemies of the Jews wanted to wipe them out and murder all the Jews, that same day, all the enemies of the Jews almost got wiped out. That is world history, and that is recorded in Esther chapter 9. Verse 1. That is why the Bible says in Habakkuk 3, verse 17 to 19, don't worry about your circumstances. Don't worry about what happens. Don't worry about how many people come against you. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 27, though a host should encamp, though an army should encamp against me, I will not fear. Though war should rise against me, I will be confident. A huge army surrounded a prophet in the Old Testament. And his servant was worried, saying, "Alas, master, What do we do? Because this mighty army has surrounded us. And the prophet said, Lord, open his eyes. And when God opened the eyes of the prophet's servant, the servant saw horses and chariots of fire around Elijah. What do we have now around the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem? We have horses and chariots of fire around us. Mighty God. It says in the book of Isaiah, upon all the glory, there shall be a defense. The same God who was a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud around his children, the Jews in the Old Testament, is now around us, who are the real Jews. That is why the Bible says in Romans 8:28, God will always exalt us. God will always raise us up. Romans 8:28. And we know, we are positive, we are absolutely confident that all things, whether good or evil, whatever happens in our lives, will work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things work together for good to them who are called according to God's purpose. We are called, so everything, whether evil or good, God will change it to good. You know, if God can take hydrogen and oxygen and turn it into water, he can also take evil and good and make us to prosper and to be blessed. The last thing that Jesus did when he was taken up from this earth, as his disciples watched him go into heaven, Jesus lifted up his hands and blessed his disciples. And now he is blessing us. And as he comes down in the clouds, he will still be blessing us. Balaam and Balak tried to curse the children of Israel, but God said, these people are blessed. I will change the curse into a blessing. Children of God, don't be worried about people that attack you, people that curse you, because God will turn that curse into a blessing. Whomsoever the Lord hath blessed is blessed. Psalm 1 clearly says that the children of God, the Church of the Living God, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Their leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever the children of God shall do shall prosper. We will overcome. We will win the victory, because the Bible says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Yes, the Antichrist will come. One day evil will be reigning in this world, but Jesus Christ and the church will come back and crush the evil and establish a reign for 1,000 years. And after that, the white throne judgment and the new heavens and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And we will live with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Church of the Living God and will reign with him forever and ever and ever. Therefore, we have read the back of the book and we win. We have won. Our future is written in the Word of God. We have conquered. We have overcome. And we have victory in the blood of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as the Church of the Living God, New Jerusalem, we are conquerors. Amen. May God bless these words. Amen. And strengthen us.